801-975, the Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here on this Thursday night, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli is here, as he always is during our shows, together here as we go Monday through Friday with sports back and Major League Baseball, specifically the Miami Marlins, and Major League Baseball ticking us off as Philly fans, taking the game away from us here in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Our question was simply, what is going on with Major League Baseball, and specifically as Philly fans, force you to look past them and look towards the NFL with training camp underway and hoping that you are able to have an NFL season, have an Eagle season? Because like many times we've heard before in this town, I don't know what I would do without the Philadelphia Eagles. I would go crazy. This is what you guys say. So are you looking past Major League Baseball and now a focus on football? 610-632-0975. And speaking of football, there was a lot of things over the last couple of days with the NFL Top 100, NFL Network Top 100 coming out. And of course, at this point, we all know what has happened with Carson Wentz. Him being left out of the Top 100, and it's just been a mess, right? It's just been a mess in terms of everyone being frustrated with the entire thing, and how could they disrespect like this? And he was left out of the Top 100, Carson Wentz. So before we get to the quarterback who spoke to the media today, now that camp is underway, and it's a weird camp, Sal Palantonio was able to join Mike. And Sal talked to Mike, and they got into a variety of different things with the health and safety protocols with the NFL, what the things are going to be going forward, speaking about Carson Wentz. So let's hear from Sal with Mike earlier today.
I think the NFL is doing the right thing. I think that the protocol program that they put into place in terms of testing and retesting and retesting, which, by the way, was forced by the players, some of the senior players, mm-hmm. guys like Richard Sherman, J.J. Watt, your boy Carson Wentz, all of these senior players who have a lot at stake pushed for constant testing and monitoring. And the NFL's plan, I think, is a good one.
Let's hope it works. Sal Palantonio on with Mike Missanelli earlier today discussing the NFL's plan to get things kickstarted and started off on the right foot, started off properly as you just heard Sal mention. We talked about this on last Monday where we went off, Andrew and I, went off, right? About the fact that they did not have something in place already for the testing. And Sal saying they're doing it right. So whatever they did come up with for the testing in terms of the players and the coaches and the staff in general, they got it right. Let's hope things work out. Let's hope that we do have an NFL season, because as many people say, you're just not going to be able to live without it. We've never had to live without it. And this might be one of those situations if something happens with coronavirus and COVID-19 where it takes over. Right. So that's good to hear from Sal, because all we get are the tweets, some of the stuff we might see on television, the reports. But it's good to have that conversation with Mike, Sal Palantonio with Mike of ESPN, and speaking overall on what the NFL is now doing. We know about Lane Johnson, who did test positive. Lane Johnson testing positive. He put out a statement as he announced that he did test positive, stating that he felt good, he's healthy, he feels fine. Of course, he has COVID, so he has to stay away from the team, and he's feeling, he hopes to be back and be better and ready to go. Two other players, Nate Gary and Jordan Mailata, are also put on the COVID list because of, if not testing positive, at least being around someone who has. And they have to take precaution right now as they get training camp started. It has already hit us again here in Philadelphia in that regard with Lane Johnson testing positive. Then you move to the news of, as this has been going on for a while now with the NFL Top 100, and we haven't talked about it just because I'm like, all right, I just don't understand how the players have done what they've done with Jason Kelce being a low number, Darius Slay being a low number, Fletcher Cox is still getting the respect in general being on the list, but a low number. Brandon Brooks, same deal. And then Carson Wentz, not on the list, not in the top 100. I find it to be ridiculous. No one said he had to be number one, but to not be on the list at all, especially when you're talking about players like Josh Allen on the list and Carson Wentz not. Sal also talked about that as well. Carson Wentz not being on this top 100 list, right, Ty? And here's Sal Palantonio, his thoughts on where Carson Wentz stands in this league.
I mean, would you take Kyler Murray over Carson? No. I wouldn't take Kirk Cousins. I would never take Dak Prescott. I wouldn't take Jimmy G over Carson.
No.
I wouldn't take Deshaun Watson over him. I'd take Aaron Rodgers, Brady, yeah. Breeze. No, I wouldn't.
All right, so you think it's preposterous.
It's a total joke. It's a total joke. And apparently, they released the 10 guys who just missed the cut, and he wasn't one of them. Carson Wentz is in the top five for me. Top five quarterbacks.
Top five.
I didn't even know about this other list, the honorable mention, if you will, 110. He's not even in there. What are the players watching around the NFL? Right? What are the players watching? Well, if you listen to Anthony during the week and he's plugged into the NFL, like he says a lot, he was around the team, wrote a book and all that when they made the run in early 2000s. Making it to the, or about to make it to the Super Bowl when they were the very, 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 very good Philadelphia Eagles just without a title. Players don't watch. Now, look, I've been lucky in this job that choosing this career path that I have chosen, growing up watching all of these sports. Obviously, you know my order, basketball, football, baseball, hockey, but feeling I have a good sense of the sports in general, liking players a lot here locally, loving them, and then having the opportunity to work with them. I've been lucky. From Brian Westbrook to Jason Avant to Trey Thomas, Jeremiah Trotter, Seth Joyner, I've been lucky, right? Getting to know and be friends with Vi Sickahammer, Brian Baldinger, Gary Cobb, right? And for those guys, I feel very confident in saying that they watch the sport. Talking to them, I know they watch the sport when they played. The one thing that they talk about, when we would always prepare for a show, and a show happened to be a Sunday night football game, a Monday night football game, a Thursday night game. They always talk about how you're the only show in town. You feel, Trey would talk about it, Trot would talk about it, B. West, Jay. You feel everybody is watching you. Everyone is watching you. So you're going to go out there and show out. Not only are your family and friends watching, the league, they are watching. How could these guys not recognize Carson Wentz in the top 100? I understand that the Eagles did not perform up to the level that many people expected the Birds to be at. I understand if other quarterbacks have taken a next step in their young careers where they have elevated their games and therefore maybe have knocked Carson Wentz down. And he has been not healthy. He didn't have the production that we expected because he didn't have the weapons, to be perfectly honest with you. His numbers are very, very good. We talk about the 4,000 without a 500-yard receiver. all of that stuff. How could they not acknowledge just the fact that he is a top 100 player? And as Sal just laid out, Kyler Murray, yes, nice young quarterback. Kirk Cousins, I like him more than most. Dak Prescott, I give him credit more than most as well. Josh Allen, he spit it up in the playoffs when they played the Colts. They had that game in hand. And while the defense wasn't great either in the second half, he almost single-handedly lost that game towards the end and in overtime. Josh Allen, he was tremendous in the first half, terrible second half in overtime. And they have those guys in front of Carson Wentz. Okay. I think that's ridiculous. We're talking about a lot of ridiculous things in sports. Ridiculous with Major League Baseball, how they're handling things. Ridiculous with what the Miami Marlins did with their handling of their situation. And now the ridiculousness of the players in the NFL to not rightfully acknowledge Carson Wentz as a top 100 player in the NFL is absurd. Normally, I would let these things go and say, you know what, whatever. But then even now with Sal saying that apparently there was an extra 10 and he wasn't even on that list. Guys, I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? Does it really matter at the end of the day? No. No, it does not. Because it's all about what he does now when he steps out there on the field. What I heard him say in this gathering with the media via Zoom was, you guys, I don't worry about that. I didn't expect anything different from Carson Wentz when it came to that. I didn't expect anything at all. I expected exactly that, exactly what he said. That's what I expected Carson Wentz to say. That I'm not worried about that. You guys know, I think I heard him say, you guys know, Ty played it earlier, that's not something I pay attention to. That's not something I worry about. I would have loved for him to say, you know what? I'm going to use this as motivation. I think he does. He just doesn't say it. I'm just going to use this as motivation because, you know, I can't get involved in stuff like that. I can't worry about that. I just have to be ready for my team. That's what he's going to do. I hope he is burning up inside. I hope he's burning up inside. And he comes out there and plays his tail off if the season happens. For the Philadelphia Eagles. Guys, I mean, the fact that now there's an extra 10 and he's not there, absurd. 610-632-0975. I might take Deshaun Watson over Carson off of last season, off of what they've done in their young career. Both have had ACLs. One of them has played a little bit better consistently. That has been Deshaun Watson, to be fair. Yes, he has had DeAndre Hopkins. And Deshaun Jackson is not DeAndre Hopkins. Greg Ward is not DeAndre Hopkins. And neither is Alshon Jeffrey. He has played well, fighting through these injuries and coming back from the injuries. But I would probably, and I respect Sal, but I would probably take Deshaun over Carson right now. 610-632-0975. Before we get to the phones, Tyler, what do you think?
I've got 5 quarterbacks, and it's 4 on most days. And 5, depending on the day you talk to me, that I would take ahead of Carson Wentz this year and moving forward. And the 4 consistents are Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes,
right,
Russell Wilson, and Deshaun Watson. And I might be higher on Deshaun Watson than a lot of people are, but right now, if you were to say which one would you take between the two of them, I'd probably take Watson. And the 5th one, and because I said moving forward, it depends on the day that you want to talk to me, is Aaron Rodgers. Because I still think that just because they drafted a quarterback in the first round doesn't mean that he doesn't have it anymore.
Right.
But that's it. It's those 5, and that's it. I don't want Brady over Wentz. I don't want Breeze over Wentz. I don't want Stafford or, you know, the new hot commodity Drew Locke that people seem to be falling in love with, or Matt Ryan, the most overrated quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any of those guys over Wentz.
Nope. 610-632-0975. This is ridiculous. Guys, what do you think of this whole thing? Carson Wentz not being in top 100. At the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal. However, it's topical and conversational because we think he's good. Are we wrong about Carson Wentz? At least that the players that we mentioned in the top 100. We didn't say he's better than Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers. You know, Tyler just said, on certain days, you might catch me and say that Carson is better. We've seen stuff that we felt like, oh, Carson's at the top. That was 2017. Since then, he's still very good, enough where those players should not be over him, including someone who I like Matt Stafford, right? 610-632-0975. Do we make too much of a big deal of this? Number one, and are they not simply acknowledging the fact that this guy is a better player than that? We know it's off of this season, playing this past season, but he was still pretty darn good at times and then led them to the playoffs at the end. Not that, listen, Dallas collapsed, but the Eagles also had to win those games, and he played a part in them. We got to put Chip on hold. We'll figure Chip out. He's talking to somebody. Let's go to Stoney in South Carolina while we clear things up with Chip. What's up, Stone?
Crazy. I'm just crazy. How in the world are they not going to put your boy Wentz in the top 100? And I kind of think about it, and maybe just the playoff game, man.
I don't know. If it's the playoff game, Josh Allen, he spit it up for the exactly. Buffalo Bills.
Exactly. And it's got something to do with that Nick Foles thing, too, man. They're holding them against Carson because, you know what I'm saying, Nick Foles took it, and then he got hurt. And then now he can't get back and do the things that, you know what I'm saying, we did with Nick Foles. So I don't know, man. Maybe they need to get their thing together, man, and just stop the hate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just don't get it. He's been on there before. What has he done to regress in their eyes? You know what I'm saying? What is it about him that has caused them to decide that he is regressing his game and others have stepped their games up where they have to drop him out of the top 100, top 110, according to Sal Palantonio?
I guess we're going to have to get that pure number one receiver so they can identify with and put his name back out there, I guess. I don't know, man.
Stoney, I hope so. I hope
what
so.
What did we come up with, man? Thanks for taking my call.
No,
bro.
Thanks for making it, man. We appreciate it. 610-632-0975. I hope so. Guys, I mean, come on. Oh, man. 610-632-0975. Joe on Twitter, Joe Dierte. Haven't heard from Joe in a while. Joe says, since it's basically a useless list anyway, I'm fine with it. Gets us better odds on Eagles games early in the season. Okay, Joe. I mean, to your point of is a useless list, yeah. And look, if he was in the top 50, we wouldn't be overreacting. We'd be like, oh, okay, he's top 50. That's about right. That's all right, cool. And I don't think we're overreacting right now by saying it is a useless list. Some players don't even watch the game. They don't even watch the game. Kyle Wilson, before we go to break, 610-632-0975. Kyle Will, 44. It's laughable that Carson didn't make the list. But the rest of the league is not sitting around reminiscing about how good he was in 2017. It's a reflection of the last 2 years. I know fans are wowed by beating New York, Washington, New York to make the playoffs. Clearly no one else was. Kyle, and I brought it up, it's based on last season. So he wasn't great. But was he better than Josh Allen? Kyler Murray had a really good rookie season when he wasn't given the attention, even though he was the number one pick. A lot of people didn't give him a chance. And he went out there and he played very well. They're going to be a team to reckon with. And now he has DeAndre Hopkins. But are we seriously ignoring the fact that Carson Wentz is still a good, very good quarterback in this league, and he is not worthy of a 100 spot on this list? All right, 610-632-0975. We'll take your phone calls on that. We will still leave the conversation open to you with Major League Baseball right now in this spot, with the big story in Major League Baseball being the Miami Marlins, the issue with the coronavirus hitting their 33-member traveling party, where they now have 19 people, 17 players, two coaches that have tested positive. It has now affected the Phillies, where they are missing this weekend's upcoming series against the Blue Jays. Does Major League Baseball have you looking past them now with a focus on the NFL? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10. We will have Bubble Watch. We pushed it back to the 9 o'clock hour. And don't forget the Flyers playoff t-shirts as well at the end of each hour right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Here on the Fanatic, Devon Givens with you, 610-632-0975. We have Tyler Zuli producing the show. We just introduced the Carson Wentz portion of this conversation, as we heard Sal Palantonio with Mike Missanelli earlier today, speaking about the health and safety protocols and also the fact that it's absurd that Carson Wentz is not in the top 100. That's all we're saying. We're not saying putting him above Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson. We're just saying, wait a minute, not even the top 100? Seriously? 610-632-0975. And Sal even revealed, I didn't even see this part, that apparently there was another extra 10 that they did that didn't make the top 100 to make it 110, of course. He wasn't even in that group. Dave on Twitter, Running Man, 12001. Are we going to protest, loot, and destroy things because he was left off the list? I know this is still the age of everybody gets a trophy, but at some point in life, fair or not, folks need to accept whatever comes their way. Of course we accept it, Dave. No one's going to protest and loot and destroy things. We're just simply asking a question. We hope he uses it as motivation. Like View Your Drive on Twitter says, had one good year, the rest so-so, also couldn't stay healthy, so I'm okay with it. If he's what he thinks he is, this should give him more desire. View Your Drive. I said, I hope he uses this as motivation. He wasn't going to tell us he's going to use it as motivation, but I hope he shows it. And that's how he tells us that he is using it as motivation once the season gets started. I do. I really do. 610-632-0975. As a matter of fact, before we get back to the phone, let's hear Carson Wentz and speaking about what was his thoughts on being left off of the top 100 list.
You've seen me over the years. I usually don't get too caught up in a lot of that stuff. When I see it, usually wish I didn't see it or didn't hear about it. But, you know, you can always use anything and everything as just a little bit of extra motivation. So, you know, that is what it is. It's voted on by the players. It is what it is. I'm not going to let that cause me to lose sleep or anything. But I do look forward to, you know, going out this year, showing what I can do with my teammates.
Carson Wentz speaking to the media. Again, I expected nothing else from Carson Wentz except that. That's what I expected. Now, I hope, because he is a competitor, that he goes out there and he shows it on the field when the season starts up.
These lists are meant to
make conversation. That's
they're,
all.
They're
I'm
for
okay
us.
With that.
They're for us. They're for fans. They're for us to talk to the callers and the listeners.
And we are fans.
Of course.
Yes.
I understand that he is not going to say, well, this is, you know, I hate this, and this list is total, you know what. He's not going to say that. I don't think any, well, I mean, that's not true. Some players might say that, but I don't think many players will say that towards the media, because it's a list. But any ounce of bulletin board material that you can muster for a team that barely won the division last year is good. It's good coverage. If you can tell Carson Wentz, hey, by the way, your peers don't think you're even a top 100 player. Hey, by the way, your peers think that Josh Allen is better than you. Hey, by the way, your peers think that Mr., you know, my guy, but Mr. Throw the Ball into the Ground, Kirk Cousins, is better than you. You use it as a motivating piece. That's all.
Yes, absolutely. Without question. Without question. 610-632-0975. By the way, the Pelicans and Jazz are about to go into the fourth quarter with the Pelicans up 87-79. The NBA is back. If you did not know, check it out. Let's talk about that as well.
We've got a
good game so far.
It's a good game. I've been flipping back and forth between this and the Union game. Union in the quarterfinals, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Tough matchup tonight. They're already up 1-0, 24 minutes in.
Okay.
Good news.
All right, and we're giving away another Flyers playoff T-shirt as they get started Sunday, 3 o'clock puck drop against the Boston Bruins in the round robin. So listen out for the player and their jersey number that we'll give you as we get closer to the end of the hour, and we'll give you another opportunity to win yourself a Flyers playoff T-shirt. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Gerald in Miami next on the Fanatic. Gerald, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, G? How you doing?
I'm not bad, man. Listen, man, I'm starting to have flashbacks of Donovan McNabb, because it's like half the people hate Carson and half the people love him. Some think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Some think he is hot garbage. Like, that's what it's like, deja vu. And, you know, I can't blame it on the city, because the city didn't make this list. You know, it's kind of crazy to me. It's utterly ridiculous that there's 110 people supposedly better than him in the NFL.
Right.
Like, utterly ridiculous. We all know that. But what I will say is, after hearing a couple seasons ago, we heard about leaks from the locker room, and then Carson came out and tacitly acknowledged by saying, hey, I need to be a better teammate. I thought, all right, maybe there was a little immaturity there or whatever it was. Then we hear a little bit of it again last year. I'm starting to think maybe there's something personality-wise that this organization, who was very good at protecting personality things about McNabb for a long time, maybe they're keeping it really on the quiet about some personality things that we're just not seeing. But it's a little crazy to me.
You know, it is crazy, and him being quiet and all that stuff, that's just going to be the nature of him, right? That's just going to be what he does, and that's how he's going to operate. And the leaks and all that stuff, maybe with that too, G, with the leaks being out there and the respect that, let's just assume, I mean, we don't know, but all we keep hearing is who? Alshon Jeffrey. If we are to believe that is it, and the respect that he has around the league, Alshon Jeffrey, possibly with others, you know, maybe that does impact how they don't just keep it on the field instead of the other stuff.
Well, my thing is, if it was just one player, I don't think it would be this big. Like, Alshon Jeffrey has some respect, but it's not like it would be like if Patrick Mahomes, the best player in the league, was saying it. Like, I think this has to be more than one person, that there's maybe, and I'm not sure, but there's maybe these little whispers, and it doesn't help when the organization goes out and drafts just Jalen Hurts in the second round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep.
It almost validates, like, hey, maybe the team has some second thoughts, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. When it all comes down to it again, G, it's not that big of a deal, but it catches your eye, and it makes you wonder, like, wait a minute, what is this? What is going on here? So, yeah, man.
But listen, man, I wanted to say congratulations to you, by the way.
What happened?
Yo, NBA is back, baby. I know you as happy as I am.
Oh, man, listen, we're done at 10 o'clock, so we can really look at the Lakers and Clippers later on tonight. 9 o'clock starts, so we'll catch the second half. But, man, I'm so excited that the NBA is back. I was skeptical, as you know, G, that it would even happen, but they've done a tremendous job of putting this thing together inside that bubble. The last two run of tests that they released to us all, that no one has tested positive inside the bubble.
Listen,
it's great.
Here's what's crazy about it. The NBA got this 100% right because they know what the money is. They know if there's no games, they make zero money, and the league's just too valuable. What is crazy is that you got at least two other leagues out there, possibly three, that aren't even considering a bubble. And I'm like, listen, you saw MLB has just screwed this up every way they possibly could already.
Yes.
In the first week of the season. And if the, I told you the other night, if the NFL is paying attention, the NFL has got to start looking at finding a state where there, or maybe two states where each state has within a couple hours, three or four, big, you know, stadiums where they can play games at, and they put five teams here, you know, six teams here, six teams there, and they play three games,
mm-hmm.
and everything is private. The transpo's private, and they just move everybody from one bubble to the other bubble. They got to figure it out.
They do have to figure something out, man. They definitely do. Jeez, that's what I meant to ask you the other day. How are things there in Miami? What's going on?
It's fine if you're smart and you stay home, go get your groceries and come home, and, you know, go get your takeout and come home. If you're going out in South Beach and partying, then you're probably going to get sick. Like, it's just it's common sense. Like, I'm not worried being here at all because I wear a mask when I go out of the house and I don't go out and hang out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just think if you have common sense, it's fine, man. I mean, I've been on airplanes a bunch. I've been in all the hot spots. I was in New Jersey. I was in Miami several times. I've been in LA. If you're smart, I think you're going to be fine. You just got to be diligent and smart.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong. I drove through South Beach to get my phone fixed the other day, and probably I would estimate maybe 20% of the people I saw walking around didn't have masks on. Might be a little higher than that. But the problem is that 20%, it was a pack of six people here and a pack of 10 people there. And, you know, that's how the thing is getting spread. So I'm not worried. I drove by Marlins Stadium yesterday and they had the roof closed. And apparently the MLB thought that closing the roof on the stadium would keep coronavirus out instead of locking the team down. But if you're smart and you act like you got some sense, I think, but I'll be honest with you, I went to the Jersey Shore when I was in Philly. I went down to the beach for one. I didn't go on the beach, but I went down there to see a friend of mine. And as I drove around, I saw more people without masks down the Jersey Shore than I saw in South Beach.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I just think you got to be smart about it, man.
Got to be responsible. G, be safe, man.
All right, brother. Take it easy, man. I'm going to turn this game on right
now. Yes, sir. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. That's all. Just be smart.
Not a terribly hard decision.
Nah, it's easy. It's easy. And, you know, we've seen many videos and we've seen all this stuff. And now we have the reports that the Marlins were out partying in Atlanta. And that's when they really got it. That came from, who did that come from first? I remember hearing it. It was from one of the big baseball guys. Not Heyman, not Passan.
Nightingale?
It was Nightingale. USA Today. Yep, exactly. It's exactly right.
And you know what the thing is, too? You think about, there's a ton of restrictions, of course there are. But there are still a ton of things that you can do safely. Like, you know, my dad and I were out on the golf course today. There's plenty of room out there. Right. Play some golf.
Yes.
You know, it was just he and I. We're on our own little, we had our own cart, obviously, you know, a two-person cart. Uh-huh. And, you know, there's enough distance in between you and the players ahead of you and players behind you that you can go play golf, can, you know, go be outside. There's plenty to do.
Yeah. Yeah. We just hope
you're just
that
not
we're
going to the club and going to the restaurants and going to.
We can wait. I can wait.
Going to the movies. It's not that big a deal.
I can wait. I would like to go to a movie. Right. I would like to.
Yeah, you got Netflix though, right?
Yeah, we can, you know, watch all that stuff.
You can have my Disney Plus subscription if you're looking for something on there.
I will be asking to borrow it. I will be asking to borrow it. No question.
Catch my newest obsession and watching Hamilton for the 75th time.
Oh man, 610-632-0975.
By the way.
Yes.
More good news.
What's up?
2-0.
2-0 Union.
Yep.
All right. Okay. That is great news. Good for them. Good for them. They're just quietly going about their business. Go get these W's. Get it working.
It's a team that has two playoff wins in its existence. And one of them came last week. They're on their way to, you know, knock on wood, hopefully number three.
Right. Yeah, right. 610-632-0975, by the way. We need to find Andrew Valanciunas and see what's going on, because although the Pelicans are only up two now, they're going to lose this game. They had too much of a lead. They're going to lose this game. And I'm getting stuff on the text board about Zion looks just tired.
The NBA is going to do whatever they can.
JJ's cooking.
Well, they said they're only going to play Zion in spurts, right?
Well, he's played 13 minutes, yeah. So he has to get himself back in basketball shape. And the bigger guys like he, Embiid, Jokic, players that are bigger and running up and down the floor, they use a lot of energy, of course. We know that's going to be the case. But they had a big lead. They've blown this one. They're going to lose this game. But JJ has 18 points tied with Holiday and Ingram to lead the Pelicans. Yes. He's shooting 6 of 14, 2 of 7. So it's not like he's shooting. When we would see those 8 for 10 games and those types of performances from J.J. Redick, well, yeah, we need to let Andrew know that he has 18 points right now for this Pelicans team. Yeah.
By the way, you're speaking of the games returning, Anthony and I were talking about it in the 6 o'clock hour.
What's that?
Your boys' squad getting a lot of love against Washington in the first game. They are 7-point favorites.
Yeah, we're better than them.
Yeah, they are.
No Bradley Beal, no Davies Bertans. Yeah, sure.
I'm taking them with
game.
The points.
Absolutely. That's tomorrow. First game tomorrow. 100%. Better than Washington. Everybody's healthy. Let's, you know, go out there and get it done. This is about experience for them. It's going to be very difficult for them to even get close to making the playoffs with these 8 games. This is about experience for Booker, Ayton, Mikhail, the rest of the young group, and making a run in the Western Conference. That's what this is about for them. So, Washington is no good.
They got a nice core.
Should not lose to that team.
They're going to be
Phoenix?
Yeah, they're going to be a tough out in a few years. Speaking of Phoenix, by the way, mm-hmm. I know we're kind of like all over the place.
That's okay.
I saw a stat come out.
So is Major League Baseball.
That's What's true. I saw a stat come out today, and maybe it didn't come out today, but I saw it today, mm-hmm. and it was all of the records for the NBA teams since the 2015-2016 season.
Since 2015.
Phoenix, far and away, has the worst record since that season.
Yeah, they've only really had one good season when
they were like 130 games under 500.
Yeah, they've stunk. Hopefully things are turning around. They have, as you said, they have a core now.
Where drafted well over the last couple
of years. They're all young. You can build around them as the young core and see where it goes from here. You hope that it only goes up and not down.
And the sickest part about it is, what's Devin Booker, 24?
Yeah, he's like 23, 24. He came out of Kentucky.
Figure he's been in the league forever, but he's still that young.
Yeah. Yeah. Get him to pass the ball a little bit more. That's me selfishly. That's not coming from anywhere else. That's me.
I don't know, man. Mikhail looked good the other night.
Good. You can talk about it.
He looked real good against the Boston Celtics. They have 26. 26?
That wasn't Boston. That was, who did he light up? The Raptors.
Raptors, I'm sorry. Yeah. Correct. Yep,
game
you're right.
Before, he just played decent, D'd up well, gave Tatum fits, stuff like that. But you can talk.
Real good against Toronto. But
salute, my man.
But Devon, you know what we're gonna say?
I'm not saying anything.
1B.
I'm not saying anything. That's you and Pat Egan. That's you.
I'll say it for you.
Oh man. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli showing some love. Anthony Gargano showing some love as they talk about the squad. Getting ready for the Washington Wizards tomorrow. Sixers. 7 o'clock start against the Pacers on Saturday. I'm excited for that game. I really am.
No Sabonis either.
Is he already ruled out?
I think he's questionable.
Okay. Because he had left. He was supposed to have left. And if he had left, I have not heard any reports of him returning and then staying in quarantine as he returned. So I don't know what's going on with him. But he left. I think he left to get a second opinion, if I'm not mistaken. They got a bunch of doctors in there. But I get it.
Oh, wait, no. What I'm reading now, out indefinitely.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, he's not going to be.
Yeah, no Sabonis.
No Sabonis. That's a big loss for them. And if you look at their depth overall, the Indiana Pacers guys we're speaking of course, basketball fans, you know that. So it's Miles Turner, you believe, is going to start at the center position. Then they're going to probably start Justin Holiday, Malcolm Brogdon, Victor Oladipo, and TJ Warren, I'm guessing. I haven't even seen, when I was watching the game the other day, I didn't even see TJ Warren. But that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. Brogdon, Holiday, Oladipo, Turner, and Warren. Still a good team. Very, very well coached. They're going to be a tough out. But you should beat that team. And I don't expect Embiid to play 38 minutes. I expect him to play somewhere between 28 and 32 in this first game back. Maybe even less. But if they're playing so well, you run them off the court, you sit them down. You sit them down. That's what I'm doing.
I don't think they should have to worry about this team, this Indiana team.
Really?
I don't.
Showing disrespect.
I did. And you know how we talked about.
Are you saying because it's a bonus?
I think it's partial. All yeah, right. But I think this new look lineup for the Sixers is going to help them against Indiana because that was one team that I thought matched up well against them, especially when they went to play in the Fieldhouse in Indiana. I think that I don't think they're going to have any issues with them. I think it's going to come down to them in Miami for the 4 seed and the 5, you know, 4-5 it's going to they're going to
yeah,
end up
Miami
playing each other
and,
anyway.
I believe it's Miami and Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean they're going to end up playing each other anyway, but I don't know how you feel about it, but I would much rather Miami than Boston. And I know Anthony's not afraid of Boston like he said, you know, earlier, but
yeah, I am.
I'd much rather Miami than Boston.
Yes, Miami does pose problems. Everyone poses problems. Yeah, probably Miami over Boston. Boston scares me too much. Miami, Jimmy Butler with that. But then also, this is a good team, rested. They have a lot of pieces, and they have a proven head coach in Eric Spoelstra. They do. And the Sixers are no longer the 3 seed playing at home. They are the 6 seed. Playing in a neutral site, which doesn't mean they can't win because they are with everyone else in this neutral site. I can't wait, though. I mean, I just got one on Twitter. 76ers39. Yo, D, I'm loving having the NBA back. Loving it. You just heard Gerald, G in Miami. Loving it. The NBA is back. Lakers Clippers tonight. It's beautiful.
Like we talked about yesterday, too, they tip off in about 8, is it 9 or 9:30?
9.
They tip off in about 8 minutes, you know, 18 minutes with TV and everything.
Yeah, and it'll probably be a couple of minutes behind because of this game, because it's a back-to-back.
But
game.
By the time we get home.
Oh, yeah, so good for us.
We got
this game
to watch.
Goes a little bit longer. It's 96-94 with 5 minutes to play. New Orleans is going to lose this game. Or it's going to go to overtime and then they still lose the game.
I don't have anything against that New Orleans team. Like, I genuinely don't care either way about them.
I like them.
I like J.J. Redick.
I like Drew.
You know, and I like Drew, but I don't have any care either way.
Yeah.
But the way that the NBA and the way that certain media outlets have pushed the Pelicans to try to get them into the playoffs, I want nothing more than the Grizzlies to be the 8 seed. Just because I'm tired of hearing about the Pelicans this year.
Because of Zion.
And it's not the kid's fault. I don't like blame him for being a commodity. I just don't care about that team.
I got it, man. I got it. 610-632-0975. It is good to have it back. Time for another t-shirt giveaway. Huh. Where do we go this time? Let's keep it in the teens. Former Flyer. All he did was win cups when he left. Let's go number 14 off the top of my head. Tyler, who would that be? Justin Williams.
Oh, okay. I was going to say 14 now is...
Nah, when he left. That's Couturier.
Yeah,
now,
we're going
right?
Couturier
now. Yeah, we're going Justin Williams / Couturier number 14.
That's Mr. Game 7 for you.
Hey, man, all he did was win when he left here. 215-263-0975. The contest line number 14 for Justin Williams. Not Sean Couturier. Justin Williams. He just wins. Hopefully Couturier wins this year. 215-263-0975 to help the Flyers and Philadelphia celebrate the return of hockey. We are giving away a Flyers playoff t-shirt every hour today. That is your cue to call the contest line and grab yourself a t-shirt. 14, caller number 14 on the contest line. You're up right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.